The obstetrics and gynecological services at Whakatane Hospital have been shut down, which has presented challenges for whānau and for those who live in remote coastal areas such as Te Whānau Apanui, facing a 400-kilometre journey to access healthcare. There's a public petition that's attracted 4,700 signatures to date, pushing back about it, and there's also a public hīkoi that's happening tomorrow. We're joined today by Hone Te Rere, the Bay of Plenty Iwi Māori Partnership Board co-chair. Hone, tēnā koe, and thanks for joining us on Ata Tūko. Dale, tēnā, ngā mihi nui kā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Raita mihi tēnei ki a koe e hoa. Tēnei ata o tira, he mihi nui tēnei ki te, ki te motu.
Tēnā koe. We've heard this. It's been filtering through media outlets and press releases, etc. The hīkoi is on, challenging the government as to why the obstetrics unit at Whakatane is under such pressure. Could you share a little bit of kōrero, please, Hone, and give us an overview of the lay of the land that we're dealing with here and why so many whānau feel aggrieved at the extra expectations laid upon them because the obstetrics department seemingly is not ready to accommodate them?
Yeah. Well, kia ora, Dale. And those are real concerns from our whānau, from our hapū, from our marae, from our iwi katoa, especially in this region in the Eastern Bay of Plenty. And certainly from our Iwi Māori Partnership Board perspective, arā ko te moana toi tōna ingoa, that is a real concern for us. And so we've met with the Deputy Chief Executive of the Central North Island from Te Whatiora Health New Zealand, Catherine Cronin tōna ingoa, and we've said to Catherine, you need to involve us into fixing up the management, the leadership, and the recruitment of key people in the hospital. And we are important to you. When I say we, Dale, I'm talking about the Iwi Māori Partnership Board, because we're made up of 16 iwi that cover the Bay of Plenty from Tauranga Moana all the way through to Tihiro, Te Whānau Apanui. And we've got representatives for each of those iwi ohe. We've got boots on the ground. We know where our whānau are. We know what their mamai is and what they're feeling. So we're saying to Te Whatiora, to those leaders, if you like, that you need to involve us because we can talk directly to our whānau. We've got plans. We've got Māori clinicians out there that can sort out, at least begin to sort out, in the short term at least, and maybe in the long term, the issues that have arisen at Whakatane Hospital. And that is a lot of, it's an employment issue, and a lot of the key people like the gynecologists have left the hospital. So we're saying to whānau out there, ka wea one and one, don't worry, we've got you and your issues on our minds, and we're addressing the issues as we go. So that's occurring at the moment. In fact, today we've got a Te Moana Tō Iwi Māori Partnership Board hui today, where we're going to talk a lot about those problems, and we're talking to the rangatira, if you like, of the hospitals Tauranga and Whakatane at our hui today.
Tēnā koe, thank you, Hone. It's an issue that keeps surfacing, doesn't it, particularly in our smaller provincial towns, as many admit to struggling to attract the right medical staff to service the community's needs. So is this an issue of funding, an employment issue, unable to attract, as you say, gynecologists, specialists in maternity care? And whilst I do respect the work of the Māori Partnership Boards, Hone, what are we looking at here? Is it once again an economic decision? And do you think that those who are perhaps marching on the hospital planned for tomorrow, a hīkoi of protest, that they might be jumping the gun? Or do you think they're well within their rights to do so and raising it at the right time?
Well, firstly, they're well within their rights, and so be it. And that should be the way it is. But look, it is definitely not a funding issue that I can share with you and with all our listeners. It's an employment issue. It's an HR issue. And so the Iwi Māori Partnership Board have said directly to the big Deputy Chief Executive, Catherine Cronin, who leads the Central North Island haora, if you like, said, talk to us. We can help you to address the employment issues at Whakatane Hospital, because that's what it is, an employment issue. It's even down to, and I think I'm well in my rights to say, looking at, you know, pay, salary levels and stuff like that. Our role in the IMPB space is that we've got a whole raft of Māori clinicians, GPs, midwiferies, oncologists, gynecologists, if you like, that can be part and parcel of addressing in the short term this issue. But it's an employment issue, not a funding issue, they also. And I hope to be joining our people tomorrow to protest, if you like, in the same, because it's their concern is our concern. Their voices are on the ground, and we're their voices at the IMPB level for the here. So, yeah.
Tidnoke, those expecting, and we know the babies come when they're ready, even though they might be planned for a particular date, the day that wahine are to deliver, that can come fast and sometimes even out of the blue. What for them then at the moment? Say you're in Te Kaha, for instance, where do you go? Is it the big run through to Tauranga Moana?
Yeah, kia ora, Dale. Look, only the other day I found out through my sources and on the news that a mama from Opotiki ended up having a baby on the side of the road. Dialed an 0800 number that nobody at the other end answered. Taroa hoki. But we're saying to our mamas, ngā mea o mai o te kaha te whānau up in our rural areas, even right back to Ngā Te Manawa, Murupara and so forth, Dale, be in touch with your hauora Māori provider. Be in touch with your midwives. They are key for you to in order for your care and well-being to be looked after immediately. They are the ones. We've got people on the ground in our various iwi lohe from Naitai, Whakatoa here, Ngāti Manoa, all over the place. They'll even right up to Te Aukoko here, Te Kaha, Te Whānau Apanui, that they can be in touch immediately. Go to your Māori, hauora Māori providers, be in touch. That's the first thing, because you can imagine, I mean, the drive from Te Aukokore all the way to Tauranga Moana is a heck of a drive. You know, if it's an immediate serious situation for our mama, we need to be addressing it on the spot at their locations, not somewhere where it's about 3 or 4 hour drive away. So that's what I'd say to our people out there. Get in touch with your Māori hauora providers, with your GPs, with your midwives. Make sure that you're in contact with them, they will be in touch with you. They will look after your immediate needs. That's the best thing to do at the moment, Dale, for the moment.
Tēnā koe. I've appreciated your kōrero today, Hone. Thank you. We don't get a chance to talk to too many co-chairs or chairs of our independent boards, health. And, of course, it's what's left over, I guess, from the previous structuring of Te Ako Whaiora, now defunct. And, of course, Dr. Shane Reti, we had some faith here as a Māori Minister of Health. He's now been replaced by Paul Goldsmith, which leaves the question of the role of the partnership boards. Do you think, Hone, that they are still contributing as strongly as we as a people would like, insofar as an important vehicle to help improve the overall state of Māori health, Hone?
Oh, pātai pai. Good question, Dale. Yes, very much so. The Iwi Māori Partnership Boards were set up under the Pai Ora Act legislation, so it's only a change in law and legislation that can remove them. Now, we had a good relationship with Dr. Shane Reti, the incoming minister, the Honourable Simeon Brown. We've already dispatched, at least from Tamaina Toi, I correct myself, from the national IMPBs of the Motu, a letter to the Honourable Simeon Brown to say, look, this is who we are, just introducing ourselves and acknowledging, if you like, his new position, but to be in touch with us and just reminding him of our purpose, our role. So that letter's being dispatched as we speak. The IMPBs are becoming more and more of a vehicle, of a kaupapa. I shouldn't say a vehicle, Dale, that's the wrong way of putting it, but a kaupapa that's needed by this government and any government to address the whole order issues that are on the ground with our people, inequality, disparities, rural, you name it. we are their voice on the ground. And it's interesting that a lot of the governments, a lot of the Crown people are engaging directly now with IMPB. So we're going to be around for as long as, for a long time, Dale.
Tēnā koe, my apologies to Simeon Brown, of course, the new Health Minister, not Paul Goldsmith. Thanks so much to you for joining us on the program. Hone Te Rere is the co-chair of the Te Moana Atoi Independent Māori Partnership Board, having a hui today. And, of course, some action, community action, expected in Whakatane tomorrow regarding the obstetrics situation there. Thanks for joining us on the program today, Hone. Mauri ori kā koe, ka pai tōra.
Ai, tau hoki deo, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou.
Kia ora rā mātou koe.